It's 7:28. You know how time flies. And where he is, there's 10 times doesn't matter. But over here, people want to go home. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing of God. Yeah. Oh, we need it more than ever. Thank you for the anointing of God, Jesus. Oh, that same anointing that anointed you is anointing us right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I want to thank you that you're going to break every yoke of bondage. You're going to liberate everyone that has a burden. It's a liberating burden, removing, destroying power. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, that your power is going to work here just as much as it worked any other place that you preach when you're on the earth and every other place where the power of God is being preached. So, Father, welcome, Holy Spirit, to our gathering, and do what you need to do today. We praise you and we thank you. We collect all the prayers and all the concerns of the people, and we bring it before you, whether it's physical healing, whether it's concern for finances and children and family, loved ones. Father, you know every one of them. So we cast every care, every worry, every anxiety once and for all on you. Hallelujah. Because you care watchfully over us and you care affectionately over us. We want to praise you and thank you forever in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to talk about the power gifts tonight, but we're going to talk about, first of all, talk about the anointing. And we're going to talk specifically about special anointing. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, the Bible says that God gives special anointing. Everybody say special anointing. And you know, specials are only once in a while. They're not every day. And if you don't know that, just go to any store. They'll offer a special. But then again, they'll cut it off. You'll ask for that special. They say, we don't have that special now. That was cut off this afternoon at 5:30. And there's none left. And you say, well, I thought you put it on there in paper. So, well, no, that was a special. So you come back next time, we'll have that same special again. But I notice I go to certain stores, like maybe a drugstore, you want Kleenex or something for your nose, whatever. I'll go there, they'll have a special on Saturdays, and I'll buy whatever special's on. And then if I go Monday or Tuesday, it's gone. Just like that. But in the spiritual realm, God has specials. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe there's going to be special things happening tonight. And we're going to believe for it. Praise God. Amen. So let's go to verse 11, Acts 19. And it says, and God... We can just stop right there, go home, run home right now. And God. Everybody say, and God.
And God.
Say, what did he do? He wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them. Departed from them. These diseases departed from them. It didn't say they had operations. There was no medical science involved. There's no pills, no injections, no cutting away, no x-rays, no MRIs. But this was special anointings. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Woo-hoo. I can feel it already. And he says in there that diseases departed from them and evil spirits went out of them. Evil spirits went out of them. If there's any problems with evil spirits, you don't have to say in Jesus' name. If anointing is there, it just they leave.
Yeah.
Jesus sometimes, if you read the four Gospels, Jesus, he showed up, and the diseases started acknowledging Jesus right away. They said, oh, ha, ha, ha. You know, they'll begin to say things. Jesus, you know, they begin to say things. They were forced to say things. You are the Son of God.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, shut up, come out of him. And he forbid them to talk. Glory to God. Somebody said, I wish I had that anointing. Amen. And Luke 4:18, Jesus said, now in Acts chapter 19, 11 and 12, Peter is talking about that. Peter was the one who was talking, and Luke was writing. Luke wrote the book of Acts. And he's talking about Peter. So Peter, the Bible says that Peter got up and he said, how God anointed Jesus. And how many people know every time you talk about the anointing, it's going to show up.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. So if you talk about the anointing, you know, if you ever talk about the anointing, I was talking to my wife the other night. We were in bed there talking to her. I told her about that one experience I had, and I'll give a little detail, extra detail about what happened, and told her that I went in the spirit, and how honoring the blood got me into the spiritual realm. And if you honor the blood, you go right into the realm of the spirit. The covenant gets you, you know, we enter the most holy by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb. And I was one time, you know, something happened to me in a really special way. I was in my home. I told my wife one time, two special things happened to me. Once I was just talking about the blood. I was by myself, basically, in my father's house, and I had the guitar and I started playing. You know, I was learning some songs and talking about the blood, and I started strumming, oh, the blood of Jesus, you know, and I started singing it from my heart, and all of a sudden, I could hear. And it just filled me, filled the air. I could feel it come all over me. I felt that anointing all over me. And then I began to rejoice. And it was in another realm, in the spiritual realm. And the other time, I said to my wife, I was at a meeting where Benny Hinn's pastor was preaching. And he talked about the blood of Jesus and how we should honor the blood. And I was encouraged by listening to Mark Hankins' ministry, one of the camp meetings, and I just had the video. We were watching it the other night, my wife and I, at probably midnight, maybe 11 o'clock at night or something. We were watching that, and he talked about the blood, and how about pleading the blood. We need to learn how to plead the blood, apply the blood to our lives, and cover ourselves and mark the blood around our homes, our cars. Put the blood everywhere. When we travel the highway, my good colleague and I, we apply the blood on every animal that's on the highway. All the cars, everything working. And when I get on the plane, I said, Father, I apply the blood of Jesus to all the electrical and all the machinery and mechanicals and all the people here in the blood of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you. We thank God for the blood. So that's a little extra. We won't cost you anything tonight. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Bible says, because he had anointed me. Luke said that God anointed Jesus. Luke wrote that Peter said that he wrote that Peter said about Jesus that God had anointed him, because they were all there when Jesus made those statements. And incidentally, I want to tell you something that's very important to this, because you can see this in the scripture, and just by making this one comment, you'll see the principle. Everybody say the principle. If you can find a principle in the Bible and begin to use it for your life, it'll work every time. Amen. Principles, spiritual laws will never be broken. You can't, if you find it, sometimes you, without your mind, you fall into a certain principle, like I did with the blood. You come and discover it. God opens that, and you begin to see it. You begin to come across some spiritual laws and truths that you didn't learn it, that God just taught you. Yeah. Like, I didn't understand about the transfer of anointing. No man taught me it. I learned it by Holy Spirit visiting me, because I was reading some material about an anointed man. And when you connect with anointed people, that anointing will come upon you. And that's what Peter did. He started talking about the anointing on Jesus. Then that anointing came upon him, and it hit everybody, and they started speaking in tongues. Yeah. You see the law and the principle there. Mm-hmm. And so, Luke 4:18, Jesus, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, here's another law, and that is you have to acknowledge what God has given you before it's going to start to work in your life. You have to believe you're anointed in order for you to minister the anointing to someone else. Yeah. On the other hand, People have to believe that you're anointed in order for them to receive from your anointing or that God anointed you with. If you look at me as Roma, that's why a lot of times I tell people, listen, you know, if you just look at me as Roma, that's all you're going to get. But there's something invisible, more higher than the natural, what you're seeing here right now. I have angels around me right now. I have the blood of Jesus operating on me right now. I have the power of God on me right now, praise God. And if you would begin to receive that, you will get something. I've had people come to my house with tumors in their bodies, and they disappeared instantly. I've had people believe in my ministry and just get healed instantly. It's amazing how that can happen, because the anointing will work if you trust it. Now, I was just going to mention, Jesus said, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he is anointing me. The Lord talked to me in the early 1993. He said to me, you're going to have to say this about yourself to people. Yeah. I was so disturbed by that comment that Jesus said to me that I said, I can't say that because they're going to think I'm arrogant and, you know, full of pride if I say I'm anointed. I never heard anybody say that around my circles ever. I've never heard a pastor or minister say that until later on when I met Benny Hinn. He said he's anointed. Then he began to tell us we're anointed. Then later on I heard Brother Hagin, before I actually heard that from Benny, and I heard Brother Hagin say about the anointing. And he said instantly, I was going to mention this about, you know, just 4:18. He said there that, let me just read this and I'll tell you the incident. He said, here's Luke writing this. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And we know that there is an anointing to preach. Sometimes you can preach so easily. Sometimes you can sing more easily than other times. Sometimes the anointing can be on you greater or stronger or lesser. But the anointing is always present depending on, number one, how you prepared yourself and how you stayed in the presence of God, how much Bible you read and how much Word of God you got on you, how much knowledge you have on you to use the grace. And sometimes it depends on how much people know and how much people can receive from you.
Yes.
And we can see that principle in the life of Jesus. Not everybody was able to receive Jesus even in his hometown. They said, no, you're just, we know you're Mary's boy. That's all they saw and that's all they got. But there is something even greater, as we can see, and we can tap into the laws of the Spirit. He said he's anointed me to preach to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And we know there's a healing anointing. God can give you a healing ministry.
Yep.
And 1 Corinthians 12:28, the Bible says that he has given some miracle ministry anointing. He's given some to be apostles, to have a ministry of an apostle or a prophet or a pastor. Some he gave anointing to heal the sick.
Yeah.
We can see that in the Bible if we need to study it.
Yeah.
He said that he has given me deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. All these are anointings.
Yeah.
Thank God. So, Brother Hagin said in 1950, he had an incident, he said he didn't understand, he didn't know that this was going to happen. He said he was doing a meeting, and he said he was doing something, and all of a sudden he said he's in this meeting, he was talking to, before the meetings happened, and so suddenly he said the Lord began to, I heard in the Spirit, I heard the Lord says, come up hither. He was sitting, he was on his knees praying for the services and what's going to happen. He said, come up hither. He heard somebody say, come up hither, come up hither. He said, he thought someone was playing a trick on him. And he heard it again. He said, come up hither. He kept his eyes closed. He didn't bother to listen to that because he thought someone was just playing tricks on him. Then he heard the word of God, the Spirit of God spoke again. He said, come up hither, come up hither. Then he opened his eyes and he saw Jesus up there. He said, come on up. We're going to go to the throne of God. And he went up to the throne of God. He said he felt like if you ever rode in the airplane, leaving up, going up, ascending. He said, I just felt like the same thing, like I was going on an airplane, flying up. And we went before the throne of God. And Jesus said, kneel before me. And he knelt before Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you a special anointing to minister to the sick. And he says, give me your two hands. Put out your two hands and kneel before me. And he said he kneeled before Jesus. Jesus took his right hand of his right finger and he put it on the palms of each of his hands. And he said he felt like coals of half dollar loony, I guess, on his both of his palms, like they were burning so hard. He said, I'm going to give you the special anointing to minister to the sick. And this anointing will work when you tell people. And if they would believe that when you tell them that you saw me, they would receive every time. And Jesus talked to him about that ministry. And I remember another incident where he had another occasion where he was, some lady was bringing his, I think it was 11-year-old child for healing, come up to the front, and he was going to, he was laying hands on people. And this child had a little child, didn't look, he said, kind of looked strange. The child, as they brought the child forward, it was, that child was 11 years old. He thought it was like a 11-month-old, 10-month-old child. But when you got closer, you know, it was an 11-year-old child. And that child never really developed. The legs was just kind of dangling around. And the mother was crying, and she wants the poor child to be healed, something to be done to it. Can't blame her. So he prayed, just like he prayed for any other person there, and he said just nothing happened. After the service, he went home and to his hotel, and he wept before God. He said, Lord, why can't I help that person? He was so heartbroken and crying, and he said, I want to help people. Why couldn't I? Why didn't this anointing? I know you appeared to me, and you give me a healing anointing. And Jesus spoke to him. He said, I didn't give you a miracle anointing. I give you a healing anointing. He said, there's a difference between a healing anointing and a miracle anointing. How many people understand that there is a difference? Yeah. And Jesus said, there is a difference between a healing anointing and a miracle anointing. But he said, you don't have that miracle anointing. I give you healing anointing. But, everybody say but. Yeah. But he said, all things are possible to him that believes. He said, tomorrow night, you tell that same woman what I told you. And if you lay hands on that person, if they would agree and believe on the word of God and believe together that all things are possible to him who believes. And you just pray and that healing miracle power will go into her even without a healing anointing. I remember Brother Higgins saying this to us. He said, you know, he's followed miracle healing ministries for a number of years and did his own personal studies. And I began to follow that as well because I was interested in that. As one of the greatest things I was interested in is healing ministry. And I probably studied more on the healing ministry than any other thing besides the pastoral ministry over the last number of years now since I've been back from Rhema. And so I've always studied healing and faith and healing. And so, I begin to look at these things and begin to understand why certain things work, certain things don't work. I want to make it work. And so I thank God for what I've learned from this and learned what we can do, that all things are possible. And he said this. This is what I was going to say. He said this to us. He said, I'm going to show you how to get the same results with a special anointing with your faith. Yeah. And that's when my ministry began to change because I thought the only way to get that same type of Benny Hinn type anointing that we see on television, the same way you can get that, the Lord told me, I didn't give you that kind of, I didn't ask you to go that way. I want you to go into the pastoral ministry and begin to teach more. That's what the Lord said to me, to teach more. That's what I've asked you to do. You're a pastor, teach. That's more of the office I've asked you to stand in. But he said once in a while, you know, that we can go in that direction. And should he, you know, does other things which we will look at in the next little while, and that is do healing miracles in our ministry. And so begin to focus on these areas of healing because you can be in more than one office. Yeah. And I know that God's called me to the healing ministry, but it's not yet, and God has not released me to go into that area, which we will go. I believe we will go there, and there is sort of a holding on to it right now, but when it happens, you're not going to find a place for us to be in this room. Yeah. Because it'll just be so profound when we can see this thing. And that's one of the greatest ways to get the attention of the world is to get the healing ministry flowing. Yeah. How many people are going to believe Let's all believe that. Praise God. Amen. Not just me, but all of us begin to do that. But God's called me along a certain line, and He's released me in that area right now. But we will continue to do this and believe because we are the church.
Amen.
So we need to do this. So, and I begin to get see that. I begin to say, so how can this happen? And you know, I didn't see this. You got to see the scriptures to understand the laws, the spiritual laws that make that work before you actually believe it. I can tell you this right now, but it's not going to be real faith to you unless you see it yourself. So the Lord told me that I should tell people that I was anointed to heal the sick. And I did not want to do it. I was very reluctant. And the first place that I went was preaching to Hearst, Ontario, and went to a Pentecostal church and held a meeting in an auditorium in a high school. And we went there, and the power of God was so manifest. People began to fall all over the place. I don't know if John was in those meetings. We were in that meeting that people began to fall all over the place, and sitting down in their chairs. People getting healed, they couldn't even come up to the front because they would just fall in their chairs, could not come up to the front. And I know the anointing was greater in that time because I began to practice certain things that I'm not doing today that allowed for that kind of ministry to happen. And the Lord said to me, I want you to stop that right now, and I want you to move to another area. So that's why we haven't done that for a while. And He said to me, I want to show you that I'm going to do a lot more for your life without the kind of praying that you've been doing. He said, don't even pray about a lot of stuff you've been praying about. I want to show you I can do this without your praying because my will is involved in this. And I haven't prayed the way I used to, like 4 or 5 hours a day in tongues like I used to before. But there'll be a time when we'll go back to it. Now, I pray all day long, but not like I used to, like, you know what I'm saying, in tongues for a long, long time. So Jesus had to acknowledge that He was anointed. The people there had to acknowledge that He was anointed for that to work. And that's what Jesus told Brother Hagin. And I didn't understand that, but way back then in 93, 92, the Lord told me that I had to say it. And I didn't want to say that because I never heard anybody say it. It was abnormal, not normal, not right. It didn't fit in my mind. See, what's in your mind, if it doesn't really fit, you have to figure out if it's in here.
Yeah.
And renew your mind with it. And believe, God wants us to do things to help people in the city, and we can't do it without His power.
Yes, right.
We can do fancy programs, get television, get lights, and get people dancing up a storm, put Santa Claus out here, whatever it is to get people in. But it's going to take the power of God to change lives.
Amen.
Amen. We got people, we got churches that fill with people, they're dead churches. That don't have the power of God in it. There are people are coming in there and doing different things. We need the power of God.
Amen.
And Jesus did not do one miracle until after the Holy Ghost came upon Him. There's no record that Jesus did a miracle when He was 10 years old, 14 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, 25 years. There's no record in the Bible, in history, or anything in the scriptures that tell us that Jesus did anything like that until He was anointed by the Spirit of God. Luke 3:22-23 says that the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon Him. Voice came from heaven saying, Thou art my Son, beloved Son, in Thee I am well pleased. And Jesus Himself began to be about 30 years of age, as He was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Although He was the Son of God, He did not inherently do miracles because He was the Son of God. He did not do one miracle because, hey, I'm the Son of God. I'm God's Son, so I'm going to do miracles. He didn't do it. He was a man.
That's right.
He had to die as the Son of God, the Lamb of God. But He had to do ministry as a man, like you and me, as a human being, like you and me.
Yeah.
Had to be anointed by God's Spirit.
Yep.
And Jesus, the reason why Jesus did it that way, the reason why He had to do it that way, because He had to show us how to work with God upon this world.
That's right.
He didn't have to come down from heaven and say, you know what, I have to be anointed by God. Jesus was already anointed before He came. So the Bible says, look at this over here. He says here that that the Lord Jesus Christ, although he was the Son of God, he didn't do one miracle. However, he did it by the Spirit of God. He was anointed. He showed us what to do. And we are, if we're ever going to do miracles or supernatural power of God, things, we're going to have to be anointed. So Peter said that Jesus was anointed by God to do healing the sick, to doing good things. He had to be anointed to do those good things. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What kind of power? With healing power, evidently, it says right here. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, sickness is oppression. If you're sick, you feel oppressed. Jesus said we can do the same thing. John 14:12, Jesus said, verily I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He became a man and had to be anointed, as you and I would have to be anointed, to do the works of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 says, but he made himself of no reputation, took upon himself in the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, 7 and 8. The Bible says also in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, New Living Translation, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son of God became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die. Only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. In John 14, as we look at John 14, 2, Jesus said, he was not in the class all by himself when it comes to miracles and healings and doing all those things. Jesus was not in the class by himself, as some would tell us today in religious circles. They say, oh, Jesus could do that. The Apostle Peter could do that. Paul could do that because he was, the Son of God. And the apostles could do it because they were apostles. And when the last apostle died, the apostolic ministry, and now that we have science and healing, we don't need those. And God knows we need those. Amen. We need the healing anointing. There are some illnesses that will not be healed unless we have the power of God in manifestation. And you need it before medicine can work for you. Some die before medicines can work, before the doctors actually can do something for them. And so, Jesus had to become a man. He laid down his glory. He laid down his deity and became a man. That's why the anointing had to come upon him to do the miracles, to do the healing with the power of God. And he's showing you and me that we need to do this. If we're going to get anointed, we're going to have to do the same thing as Jesus did. Amen. And there's nobody in here excluded from doing this stuff. We need all of us to be anointed. We need all of us to believe this way. Because when we're in chapters or Best Buy or whatever, if the power of God comes on you, God says, lay hands on that person real quickly. Just have a quick prayer. Don't make a scene. Just say, oh, I want to bless you in Jesus' name. And the healing power will work for those people. I want to tell you, sir, can I just pray for you? Oh, sure. If they say sure, woo-hoo, glory to God. And they don't stop you. They don't even have any. They don't even have to have any faith, especially if they're Gentiles. They don't never been to church. They don't know anything about the Bible. You can pray for them, and God will honor you right then and there. Praise God. It'll work for you. Hallelujah. Now, thank God for faith in medicine. I'm taking medicine myself. Praise God. If I have to take medicine, I'll take medicine. But I'm believing God for healing. If I have something wrong with my leg or my arm if it's not working real quickly, I'll just say, okay, God, do you want me to take this, go under the knife? I'll go ahead. I'll go under the knife if I have to. But I'm going to believe God whether or no. Amen. Praise God, amen? And you say, well, what kind of man of God are you? Well, what kind of person are you? Brush your teeth, praise God. Comb your hair. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. God grants special miracles. He grants special anointing. The Bible says that God will give unusual miracles in churches. They used to talk about Smith Wigglesworth. I mean, he'd slap people, kick people, and punch people, and they get healed. If you had a cancer big as a balloon, and if someone come punching you and heal you, you wouldn't mind. If you had scabs all over your head and all over your face and fingers missing, if I spit on you, you'd be healed. You wouldn't mind. Those are unusual miracles. I mean, if Jesus said, you know, go throw your shoes in Lake Superior and you'll find a bag of money come out. You'd do it. That's a miracle of anointing. Jesus told Peter, go and pay taxes. Go and catch the first fish. Look inside the fish and find some money in there. Huh? Glory to God. One boy's lunch bag. The Bible says over here in Acts chapter 11 and 12, God did unusual miracles. The New Living says the unusual miracle is not the regular kind of church service. We don't usually do this every Sunday. On a Sunday morning, sometimes I say, Lord, please don't do anything crazy here. Because we want normal people to come to church. You know, crazy people, they don't mind anyway. You don't mind if crazy people see crazy things. But if a banker comes in and a nice school teacher, you know, and goes to Sunday school and all that, and they can walk in here, you don't want somebody that Dave walking, jumping up and down, doing cartwheels up in the front. Huh? Or, Miss Grace falling over under the power. You know, all of a sudden, Grace falls. I remember, you know, we were at the Secret Street, and Dave was doing some announcements, and he started manifest. The power guy was so strong that when he entered, and he lost it. And he was so drunk, he couldn't contain himself. He couldn't act right because he's drunk. How many people know when you're drunk, you got to go like this, you know? And that's exactly the way it was. And those people who were actually coming from the treatment center, they were all sitting there. They said, this can't be real. This cannot be real. So one of the men after the service came to me and said, did this guy put this on? Because this could not happen. But it did happen. He was actually drunk in the spirit. I remember my wife, we were trying to get pregnant for a number of years with Natasha. And, we tried hard. We tried to figure out different ways, We didn't know she's going to come. It was taking like 6 years, you know. We told her we tried hard, honey, to bring you. And please God. So anyway, the power of God came upon her one morning in a service. Get your mind off that right now, okay? The power of God came on my wife one morning. And she began to dance around in the spirit. And I don't know if you remember that, Miss Grace. The power of God got on her, and she danced in the spirit just like you would see this guy dance, but only fancier. But she had high heels on. She would dance backward and forward in the Holy Ghost. And somebody said, I've never seen Miss Anita ever do that, ever. That's got to be the Holy Ghost. You know, sophisticated and nice, you know, dignified. And here she was in the spirit, dancing in the spirit. Right after that, Natasha came. And it took the power of God to have that happen to her. You know, so thank God for special anointings. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, you could be trying all you want, but God come around and he'll do something just like that. So don't laugh. You might get pregnant tonight. You remember, I told a story. Someone always reminded me about the story. We were at the Prince Arthur Hotel, you know, we're doing healing services. And one Sunday morning, after a miracle rally, I think it was, and the anointing of God still lingered in that service room as we went back to it in the morning. And the power of God came upon me. I can just sense when the power of God's on me. And then the words of knowledge start coming. I said, you know, there's somebody here that you need you're trying to get pregnant and God wants to give you that child. And if you just come up here, I want to lay hands on you. Acknowledge the fact, we'll lay hands on you and you'll receive. So everybody was just waiting. Everybody's quick silence. And all of a sudden, Miss Steck gets up. She's 80 years old. She gets up, start walking down the aisle, and everybody's eyes this big. Brother George Bellows, 82 years old, looks at me. I look at him. He goes, so what do we do next? So I guess she misunderstood. But thank God, she never did get pregnant, but I thank God she didn't receive that anointing that evening, that morning. The Bible says over here, and apostles, about the apostles in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. We're not going to read the whole verses there. But the apostles were performing many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. All the believers were meeting regularly in the temple area known as Solomon's Colonnade. But no one else dared to join them, even though all the people had high regard for them. Yet more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord. Let's just go ahead and read it. The crowds of both men and women, as a result of apostles' work, sick people were brought into the streets on beds, on mats, so that Peter's shadow, everybody said Peter's shadow. Yeah. Peter's shadow might fall across some of them. And as he went by, crowds came from villages, from Jerusalem, bringing sick people, sick and those possessed with evil spirits, and they were all healed. Now, he didn't just do this every week. He says, okay, guys, now I have a shadow that's anointed. I'm going to start healing people. No, that was a special. There's no record that he ever did it again. Maybe he tried it again a few other times, but it didn't work. See, it's got to be God in that. It's got to be God in that. Okay? Mark chapter 5, verse 25-34, we can see with the lady with the issue of blood, she accessed the special anointing or the anointing on Jesus by her faith. You can access the anointing by faith. That's what Brother Hagin began to teach us. He says you can do the same thing if there was no manifestation of the Spirit, if you walk into the church Sunday morning, you don't feel a thing. He said, man, this is as dead as anything else. If you and everybody else would say, God, thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I praise you. Just lift your hands up and begin to thank him. I said, thank you, Father, for your presence is in here. I believe that as Pastor gets up there, you'll have a word for me. And in fact, if he doesn't even preach, somebody's got something for me. Oh, if you don't have something for me, you're going to just drop it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. It'll happen. You can access the power of God by faith, even to heal yourself. Brother Hagin accessed the anointing while he was all alone. He was just a 17-year-old boy. Medical signs gave him up to die. He had a medical condition, 3 blood sicknesses, deformed heart, deformed chest cavity. And he says, even if you had a new heart, you would still die because of all these other conditions. But God had other plans.
Amen.
When Brother Hagin had that encounter with Jesus, when Jesus said in Rockwell, Texas, August 1950, Jesus said, kneel down before me, stretch out your hands. Jesus said to him, Satan tried to kill you before you were born. He said, and many times after that, but my angels have been there protecting you to help you along the way. How many people know that angels have been protecting you?
Yes.
They've been helping you every day. They're around you all the time. The Bible says that we have at least one or two angels around us all the time. If you talk to them and say, angels, help me. Help protect me. Protect my car. Help when I fly. Hold this plane up when I fly to Toronto. Tell them. Talk to them. Say, angels, I need more customers. Ed, tell angels, open those doors for more customers to come to my place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And bind every devil that's hindering my finances and my business in Jesus' name. I combine you in Jesus' name. And I loose the angels of God to cause money to come to me, cause blessings to come to me, cause the people to come to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to pray that. We're going to believe that. The anointing can be ministered by faith. The Bible says over here, In Luke chapter 9, 1 and 2, 49 to 50, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the gospel of the kingdom to heal the sick. Verse 49, 50. The Bible talks about over here, 49, 50, we see in 1 and 2, God sent those people out to minister. He gave them a special anointing to minister to the sick. But they came back and they had, you know, if you see other versions of it, you see a little differently. You have a little extra information, but only here they tell us some things. But listen to this. The Bible says that there was one fellow that was not with those fellows that Jesus called especially. He heard about what Jesus did for those guys. And what he did is he learned to find the principle. And he started casting devils out and healing the sick, just like the apostles. I remember sitting in Benny Hinn's meeting one time over when I first started, 1993, 92. And I'm sitting there in the auditorium. And I'm saying, you know, I want this. I can do this. Lord, I want to have that. I want to do this. And before that experience, the first time I ever saw that was with Bill Prankard. I was at Evangel Church, and I saw him doing all these, you know, praying for the sick and all that. I said, Lord, wow, God brought this attention to me. For some reason, this was so profound that it was jumped out at me that I can do this. And then when I had that experience in early 81, when I was in Kenora, when that anointing came upon me because I was reading Smith Wigglesworth's book, that anointing on his life actually jumped on me. And as I was reading that book on Smith Wigglesworth, that same faith that he had all of a sudden came upon me. Then I felt I can do anything God told me to do. I was just like wild as anything else. I just said, man, I could just do this. I can do this right now. I was just like so strong in the spirit that I didn't realize it was what we call the gift of special faith. Yeah. Special faith came upon me just a little tiny bit at that time. And it came upon me several times after that. The Lord would say to me, hey, listen, you know what? Just point your hand over there, tell them be healed. And they got healed. Or filled, be filled. And people that simultaneously had never been to this kind of church before, and in a denomination where they never spoke with them, started lifting their hands up, started speaking with tongues. Instantly, I never told them four laws to be filled. It was nothing like that. It was the gift of faith that I could do that. That I could do that. And then the gift of faith on me came upon me that I'm a minister. I can be a minister. I'm a pastor. That was the gift of faith on me. You can't just be a pastor just going to Bible school. It has to be a gift of faith in you.
That's right.
It has to come upon you. Hey, I'm a pastor. I can preach that. It has to be. There's no other way you can be a minister without that kind of experience, with that kind of anointing. Thank God. And that anointing, that special anointing, it's a continual, miraculous experience after that.
Amen.
And you have to turn it on. When you need to turn it on, if you have to turn it on more, you turn it on more. But it doesn't happen automatically. Boy, I wish I only got one third of what I was going to say tonight. But we got to close this. 11:18. Let's go ahead and pray. Praise God. Anybody got a music tune or something? Glory to God. Amen? Are you anointed? Praise God. Okay, I'm glad. Hallelujah. How many people got anointed here? How many anointed? Praise God. How many want to see more of the anointing?
Yeah.
Sunday morning, praise God. Amen? We're going to believe God. I want you to pray for the sick. I want you to cast devils out. I want you to call people, tell people that Pastor Roma is anointed. Tell them. Tell them I said it. Tell them Jesus told me to say it. And if they believe that, they'll get it. Now listen to it. I didn't teach you about this stuff. The people who rejected Jesus never got a thing. The people who rejected the apostles never got a thing. In this city, if they knew what was in my life, they'd get it every time. And I know all the people who believed, you know, they got something. And I believe that. Let's go ahead and stand up. Stretch our hands towards heaven and begin to thank God. Father, oh, just go ahead and worship Him. Thank you, Lord. We worship and thank you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we thank you for the healing anointing. We thank you for the power of God. Oh, we praise you. We praise you that more people will know about the power of God, that more people will get other people healed who has given up to die, who's at the last stages of life, that they can heal the sick, no matter what kind of sickness, no matter if it's cancer, no matter if it's heart disease, you can heal the sick. You can heal the people. Oh, hallelujah. No matter how strong or how big the bondage is, you can heal the sick. There's nobody too far gone, too far reaching. There's nobody too poor, no one without strength. No matter how weak they are, no matter how dumb they seem, how uneducated they seem. Father, you have a place for everybody. You have a place for your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for healing the knees tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for birth situations happening right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the birth defect. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing is here. Go ahead and reach out. Go ahead and reach out and take it. Hallelujah. Say, I've been born that way. There's many people said, I've been born that way. But Jesus walking by right now said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stomach ailment, be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Spirit of deafness has to go in the name of Jesus. Cancer has to go. Every cell has to die and wither in the name of Jesus. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. God's good. You know, if you just go ahead and receive, you just say, well, nobody laid hands on me. Well, the anointing is here. Believe the anointing is here. How many can sense the anointing? Let me just see if you sense the anointing right now. Lift your hands up. Say, I sense the anointing of God. Amen. Woo! Woo! See, you're not alone. Look around. Woo! Go ahead. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody here you want me to lay hands on you? Because I'm full of power right now. If you want me to lay hands on you, I want to lay hands on you right now. Just come on up here right now if that's you. If you want me to lay hands on you, just get up here as quickly as you can before the anointing dissipates, disappears. Hallelujah. Because the power of God's on me. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and stand up right now. Come on up and breathe. We're going to just pray and believe God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Ernie, power of God's on you. Woo! Oh, the power of God's on you. Power of God's on you. Oh, the power of God's on you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo! 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 Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank God. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, let's go ahead and lay hands over here, right? Thank you, Father. We just lay hands on this little one. Oh, the anointing breaks the yoke. Oh, removes. Burden removes. Burden removing. Hallelujah. What is your case? You want to share that? No? Is she got a sickness?
She's been sick in the chest.
Okay. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. We just burned that virus out in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Say, thank God. I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Say, I'm well right now. Amen. Father, bless the mom too in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. How many people know If you're afraid of the anointing, if you're afraid of the anointing, it was not going to come on you. You understand that? And if you just hold back, you know, praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. You're dismissed. Praise God. Bless you.